So do the math on that. This defense, which, yes, it sucked against the run last night. It was not one of its better games. But you still had T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith wreaking havoc. It's still the highest-paid defense in the NFL. If you have a Steelers offense that's scoring at that rate, your defense doesn't have to be great. In fact, it can just be average, and you're going to win a lot of games. And that's the transformative power thus far of Russell Wilson going into the starting lineup, and that's why I am in such a chipper mood about the state of the Steelers at the bye week coming off this game last night, because I'm watching the evolution of this team thanks to the 35-year-old Russell Wilson. And before we get into like some of the things he's doing or some of the things he might do, I do have to say the dirt on him was that he was a big-time phony and he was really not a likable guy and everything was for his brand and everything was for his PR team and like all these superficial things. Chris, I actually find him very easy to root for. The things we saw last night with him on the bench with Fields, the interactions there, the way he's going up to fans after the game, I just find myself wanting to be in Russell Wilson's corner. And I think it's because I think we gravitate towards athletes in this town who get a bad rap somewhere else and come to us damaged. That's why we loved Phil Kessel. That's why we loved A.J. Burnett. And I'm falling victim to that with Russell Wilson right now. I don't care that Sean Payton in the Denver Broncos and Mark Schlereth and those guys hated him. F them, because he's our guy now.
I'm not going to say that about Schlereth. He's been kind enough to come on the show with
us also twice. He's doing a mea culpa again today. He said, my bad, 2 weeks in a row.
So a couple things.
He can still play.
A couple things here. I think there was probably some real validity to the charge that he was, you know, self-obsessed when he was in Seattle. I do think that he and Pete Carroll wanted to make sure he had shine in that Super Bowl. But that's Russell Wilson when he's, what, in his mid to early 20s? He's 24, 25 years old, trying to become a two-time Super Bowl champ. I think it's reasonable.
That's 10 years ago now.
I think it's reasonable to believe that a guy who was that young might have felt that kind of way. And he goes to Denver, and it just never works out because they expected it to be Nathaniel Hackett paired with Aaron Rodgers, and so you have this odd couple mix. And then Sean Payton comes in, and this is sort of one of those things where I think Russ really got a raw deal. Let's not act like Sean Payton himself doesn't have an extremely strong personality and hasn't also been maybe riding a little bit of the coattails of Drew Brees being just this phenomenally accurate passer his
whole
career.
Although he's doing a good job right now.
He's doing a good job with Bo Nix, but we also saw how inept Bo Nix looked in week two.
Yeah.
So I'm not ready to give Sean Payton all these flowers. My point is, it's hard to, when you see like Russell Wilson posting like stuff from Children's Hospital, like the stuff he's doing in the community.
Yeah. He checked all those boxes before he even played a game here. He did a good job with
that stuff. If his biggest offense is that on some level he is genuinely kind of corny about everything, oh well. Like, that's more like in the way we expect these guys to be ultra macho alpha male types. He doesn't really fit that mode. He's like willing to be like, I'm Russell Wilson. I'm kind of a big softy about stuff. Fine. I also think it's pretty reasonable that a guy could be a person as far as how he handles like being in a locker room and a teammate at 35 than at 25. Or even just from now till back to Denver, which is only a couple years ago, if you're in a situation where the coach actually courts you and the player, remember, we heard about this because this was kind of lingering in the back of people's minds when it was Fields' turn at the start of the year. Who were the guys that were lobbying for them to go get him?
T.J. Watt,
Cam Hayward,
the veterans
like,
of the
when
team.
You're on a, when you're on a roster where some of the biggest name guys on the team, guys who in Watt's case are definitely going to go to the Hall of Fame, in Cam's case might go. In fact, if they make it, say the Steelers made a deep run to a Super Bowl appearance this year and they somehow won it, that would be getting way ahead of ourselves here. That would be a huge thing in Cam Hayward's candidacy. When those guys want you in a place, I think it's naturally going to create a different version of you than if you're playing on a place where there were huge expectations because of your contract, what they traded for you. Oh, and then by the way, the coach hates your guts. How could you not be a different person?
I just think the character assassination of Russell Wilson, the way that he's been called out and ripped by the national media in a similar way to Roethlisberger, is just less... it's just more unfair because... you know, Ben had off-the-field allegations that I think ended up bleeding into the way that people wanted to talk about him.
In Russ's case, it's the complete opposite. It's like he's too much
cheesy.
He's considered, I think, too much of a goody two-shoes.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
It's like one guy was the, you know, like you said, off-field allegations that I think painted the picture of a not very nice guy. The other guy is the one putting an apple on the teacher's desk every day. And who was the kid on The Simpsons? Milhouse?
No, Milhouse was, I think, good. I mean, was Milhouse a suck-up?
Who was the kiss-ass on The Simpsons?
It wasn't Nelson. He was the bully.
No, Nelson was the bully. Ralphie was the kid who...
He was the guy that wore a white shirt and was like a little bit heavy set.
Yeah, it was, you know, Ralph, I'm not your mother.
I don't know if I know that guy's name.
No, but it was Ralph Wiggum. Little Ralphie, right? I'm talking about the kid who, like, was always obsessed with Lisa.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
So that's what Russ is getting ripped for here.
Yeah, he is.
Jeff
he is
in South type. Park's listening to us fumble for the names here, just disgusted
freaking
right
out,
now.
Breaking
He's
his
so
glasses.
Mad.
Okay, so here's like some of the things I feel are possible with him as their quarterback. Clearly what we're getting from Russell Wilson is what the Jets thought they would get when they brought in Aaron Rodgers and turned their franchise over to him. Someone that could have a late stage career resurgence with a new team. And the reason why I feel like this now is something that we can hope for or believe is possible is because he is one of the great quarterbacks of all time. He's probably a top 30 quarterback to ever play the game, Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And so in today's NFL, when you are part of that club, fraternity, and you don't have like some kind of injury that completely affects the way you're able to do the way you did the job before, arm injury, maybe you're less mobile if that was your claim to fame as a quarterback, something that completely changes your identity as a player. And I don't think Russ, that hasn't happened with Russ.
No, he's just gotten slower.
So we've seen guys who are part of that like one percenter club that have had great success into their mid to late 30s, even if they're on their second or third team. I mean, this is a guy that's not even on Russell Wilson's level, in my opinion, but look at what the Colts are doing with their quarterback situation. They're going to Flacco because he's better than Richardson, and I watched Flacco carve up the Steelers a few weeks ago. He can still play. Favre went to Minnesota and almost got them to a Super Bowl. Brady won one in Tampa. Manning won one in Denver. Kurt Warner lost to the Steelers in the Super Bowl.
Favre is a relevant analog here because he was bad with the Jets for 1 year. And people thought he was done in different situations.
Breeze didn't change teams, but in his late 30s, he was still capable of being an elite quarterback.
Did you mention Rivers got the Colts
Rivers
to the playoffs?
Rivers went to the Colts, yeah. So, I mean, there's these guys that, yeah, some of them are better than Russell Wilson, but they're all, I think, going to be part of the same club when it's done. They're going to reside in Canton with busts. And so it really is not that – it's only far-fetched because of how awful Russell Wilson looked that first year in Denver, but you can excuse that away to some extent because they hired a horrible head coach who was only there because they thought they were getting Aaron Rodgers instead of Russell Wilson, and that what made that like really awful marriage take place. I mean, Chris, he passes my eye test. If I didn't know better and I had been in a coma for years and I'm watching Russell Wilson play and the guy next to me said, how old do you think this person is? I would say, I don't know, 30 or 31. I would think he's still in.
He doesn't look quick, though. I would say that's like a fair assessment of him. There was the play near the end of the game where he could have run for a first down or he was trying to, and he looked slowed down, but the arm looks still very lively.
But, like, okay, so, on that play, he didn't have the same burst that he would have maybe when he was in his 20s to take that.
No, but when he's rolled out, when he's rolling out and throwing on the run, he looks natural and like he always does. Yeah, all that, which is way more important in balance.
Watching Ben at 38 in his last year here compared to what he was before his elbow injury, there was a night and day contrast between the two players.
He was basically a corpse playing football compared to his earlier
Aaron Rodgers, all he wants to do now is get the ball out because he doesn't want to get hit.
No, Russ is Russ is playing, like, in terms of foot speed, like an 80% version of his peak. But with the arm, it still looks like close to 100%. I think the fact that people were ready to say this is a horrible move by Tomlin to go to him, like, why wouldn't you just keep trotting Justin Fields out there? I think you're going to continue. I know here's a person who I think knows what she's talking about, knows ball. Mina Kimes is a huge Seahawks fan. And therefore was
it. And she ripped the move?
She ripped the move, like, as a very conflicted Russ fan. She was like, I think this guy's done.
Yep.
And I'm watching her tweets yesterday, and she's going, there is a vintage, like, perfect ball. Maybe this guy is still got it a little bit. And I think with every passing game, I think it's also easier in our business, what we do, to be sold that a guy is washed up based on seeing negative performances than to be sold that a guy can actually keep doing it, that he's actually found it again. And so I think it's going to take more of these from Russ to actually offset than the last year for him.
He looks like the guy that was still pretty good at the end of his Seattle tenure, who wanted to get out of there because he wanted to have more say in the offense and he wanted to throw the ball more. And that's why Denver, you know, gave up the kitchen sink and then some to acquire him. And we have some facsimile of that Russell Wilson while paying him league minimum. I mean, this, like, the ROI on the way he's played through two games.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting, I think, like top 15 quarterback play, and we're paying him
like he's a.
We're paying him, I think, less like than we're paying backup. Kyle Allen to be the Steelers' third string quarterback.
You're paying him third quarterback money. You are. You're paying him third.
They're paying
quarterback
him what
money.
They paid Mason Rudolph last year.
Correct. You're paying him vet minimum, so you are getting an unfathomable bargain.
And that has allowed them to spread the wealth and build a team around their quarterbacks because they have such little money invested in it.
I wonder how much longer it's going to go, though, where if he keeps playing at this level, people say, you know what, I'm willing to pay the guy what amounts to, like, good money at his age to play quarterback.
So that's why I think getting back to what the ceiling is or what the expectations are for this season, you're not going to have him for $1 million next year.
No, you're not.
You're going to have, if you keep him around, it's going to be for more like $30 to $40 million.
That's correct.
So that's why making the most of this season, like I said, that I would not, at this point, I would not want to harangue Omar Khan if he doesn't trade for a wide receiver because of how they look right now. I think that Russell Wilson can elevate their play. I still think they should get one. I don't think it's like a fireable offense if he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the argument to absolutely go get one, is because you're never going to be in this situation again where you have a Hall of Fame quarterback who looks like he still has it, and there are 40 quarterbacks in the league making more money than
If you believe right this second that he really has turned back the clock in a true sense to mid, like 2018 Russ, 2017, that era, then you need to view yourself as a Super Bowl contender, because you actually are that. That version of Wilson, if that's what you think you have right now, and this isn't just like a nice two-game sample size, you're seeing sustainable things, you can win a Super Bowl with this player. You know what they're averaging in points right now? I know 7 of them come from a punt return, but they've scored 73 points in his two starts.
Yeah, they're averaging 31 points a game.
31.5 points per game. That would be second in the NFL, right between the Lions at number 1 and the Ravens at number 3 in that, you know, for the whole season. You can win a hell of a lot of football games. In fact, you can win damn near everyone you play if you're scoring about 30 a game.